Hi, I'm Tammy Greenberg, Senior Vice President, Business Development at the RAB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Our latest series comes to you from the 2024 ANA Masters of Marketing Conference in Orlando, Florida, where we consumed 4 full days of content from marketing and brand stewards from leading brands. The conference theme was setting the agenda for growth. And we heard a lot about creating unparalleled consumer engagement with help from advanced technology like AI. We heard a lot about creativity and the importance of plays in driving brand growth. And we saw a laser focus on what matters most to consumers while never ever losing sight of humanity as tech continues to expand. RAB had the opportunity to chat with many attendees and speakers about their business, their marketing goals, the issues that they're most focused on, and of course, their thoughts about radio. David Matathia, a very dear friend of mine personally, and to the RAB, and to our industry, has seen the marketing and advertising business from a multitude of lenses. He's had leadership roles with groundbreaking agencies, leading national brands, and some of the top media publishers. This provides the backdrop for his unique perspective on how to help build business. In this episode, Mike Holvey, RAB's president and CEO, talks with David, formerly head of strategy for Fitsco at the time of this recording, and he is now currently executive vice president strategy at TMA. Let's hear what David has to say about the power of emotionally connecting with consumers in meaningful ways.
Radio on Main Street continues from the main hallway at the ANA. David, thank you so much for joining us. Introduction for our audience.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. David Matathia. I'm the head of strategy at Fitsco. We are an independent communications company in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. You are not unfamiliar to the RAB.
No. If you can consider 2 years in a row a tradition of doing this podcast, then it's a tradition, but we go way back. We've been friends for a long time. Tammy and Lee are good, dear friends of mine. So yeah, happy to be here and love to see you guys.
You presented at a board meeting of ours in 2014.
Yeah, we're old.
Is that old? Seasoned? How is that?
Well seasoned. No, it was great. It was an incredible experience. I've always loved to sort of do events with you guys and speak, and you guys always bring really interesting insights. You bring incredible talent to things like that. So it's always a great time, and again, happy to be back with you.
Yeah, our entertainment that night was a gentleman by the name of David Foster.
Yeah, you may know of him. He's written a hit or two.
He's had a couple of successful
trips
in the songwriting business. Yeah. All right, you've been here this week. Some of your key takeaways.
Yeah, you know, I think what's striking me most is everyone talks about we're in this period of incredible acceleration. Everything is moving at a pace of change that we can barely keep up with. Obviously, AI is sort of the undercurrent of a lot of that. But admittedly, what I feel like I've heard is like kind of a reminder of being really good at the basics.
Right.
You know, customer centricity, know your customers, figure out their problems, find unique ways to solve them, stay true to your value proposition, make sure your distinctive assets are present and consistent and out front. These things that are almost fundamental, but we probably as marketers with our heads down so often kind of forget. So it's been a really good reminder. If you see the case study, you see so much work that you're envious of, and the things that are winning awards and driving growth are things that just embraced what we all inherently know, but just do them so exceptionally well that you just got to remind, these are kind of the 101 things that we just got to remind ourselves to just execute brilliantly.
I know this is going to be an inside baseball question for those that were here, although our audience will be consuming this content later.
Sure.
But Mark Pritchard's on the main stage yesterday, and his central theme was, to your point, it's not that difficult. It's not that complicated.
No.
Focus on your customer. Over-deliver to that customer and growth will follow. Did I get that right?
Exactly right. It's exactly right. And there, I mean, obviously, he's a master of this, and P&G is probably the best in the world at doing this. But, you know, they really obsess about their customers, and they don't just try to jam RTBs and product benefits in their face, they start with a foundational understanding of what are their day-to-day challenges. He talked a lot about everyday moments. They happen to have a suite of products that live in literal everyday moments of our lives. But you can apply that kind of thinking, I think, across a lot of products and brands and categories. Where are the challenges people are having? How can you help alleviate that challenge for them and be meaningful in those moments that matter? Again, it's an age-old formula for us marketers, but again, it's what works, and they are a great example of how it works well.
They showed a video, and the premise was, wash your hands before you eat.
Yeah.
And those words seem so simple.
Yeah.
But what was shared with the audience at this conference was so profound.
Yeah.
And they tied this family, but a family a half a world away.
Yeah.
And the family connection to simply wash your hands before you eat, focusing on one of their products briefly, but making a connection that you'll never forget.
Yeah, I mean, the beautiful insight of that is the simplicity of that statement actually has such important cultural importance in the Chinese market, because it was all about, like, that is the signal that the family is coming together and starting a meal, which is really starting an experience of being together. So there's deeper meaning and emotion behind that one simple phrase. That, yeah, the product was almost an afterthought in that piece, but it was so subtle but so right for the moment and didn't feel like it was in your face that it was a great example of, yeah, understanding the problem, understanding the cultural context of which you're participating in, and putting your product in a meaningful moment.
Let's talk about audio and radio.
Yeah.
You're a fan.
Big fan.
You have been.
Big
Why?
Fan. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about when we talked last year, and I come back to something that I think I said then that I think is still true now, is it's one of the few things that I feel left I really can kind of personally curate. You know, it's like when everything is sort of programmatically coming at me that an algorithm is deciding what I choose to listen to and engage with, whether I'm looking for new insight and perspective from a podcast, or I'm looking to discover new music, or I'm looking for a bit of nostalgia, like reconnecting with music from my past or growing up. I'm actively choosing all those. I'm surrounding myself with the things that I want in those moments that satisfy those needs that I have. And a lot of other stuff I don't have that choice and freedom over. And so I always come back to, like, it's the place, like, I can program it for myself and my life. And, you know, That's great. I mean, it's one of the few things left. And, you know, I'm selfishly, I'm a musician, so music is a huge part of my life. And right. So, yeah, it's just, you know, my audio, my playlists, my car experience, they're uniquely mine. And I think that's still really the power of audio in all of our lives.
How does audio work, in your opinion, work so well from connecting product to consumer?
Yeah, I mean, I think audio is, to me personally, and I think to so many others, it's maybe the most evocative medium, because you hear a song, you hear a phrase, and it transports you so quickly, so specifically. It conjures up all the other images, sights, sounds, smells, things that were happening in that moment in your life. And so I think that is such a unique power. I don't know a lot. There aren't a lot of other media that can do that for you. But it's just something about this, that sound brings you back into that moment. And if you can tap into that and align to those moments, and there are moments when brands and products really do align to those specific points in time, points of culture, it's just a magical combination. And I think there are few things left that really have that ability to put somebody in place and time and setting the way audio does.
A lot of conversation, as we've said here at this conference, about AI.
Yeah.
As I have zeroed in on, there is a balance with AI and the word human.
Sure.
They go together.
They do.
And when you don't have them together, trouble could ensue.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there was some data we saw yesterday about, there is this, you know, I think it was like 25% of people in our industry have a fear of AI replacing us. I think that AI and people are complementary. I don't think AI is a replacement. I will admit, in my own life, even just from last year to this year at the same time, yeah, it's accelerated a lot. And it's become a really great, useful shortcut. It's cut down on time, things that used to take me exploratory, you know, days and hours, I now get minutes. That's incredible.
Right.
And it is a great tool to help jumpstart some things, but
It doesn't understand nuance. It doesn't understand emotion. And it's a help. It's an aid. It's a compliment. But people are still behind keyboards. And ultimately, we can't forget that we're still trying to engage with humans in a meaningful way. AI is not going to do that for us. It'll help. It'll make things maybe more efficient and effective. But it's not going to replace anything anytime soon.
When you get out of bed every morning, what excites you about the marketing business today? What excites you about deploying all of these amazing resources for the benefit of your clients?
Yeah, you know, I think what it comes down to is no 2 days are the same right now. I think it was a really interesting year. It was kind of a volatile year for a lot of us, which I think is both scary but also fun. But I think that's, to me, why I've been doing this a fair amount of time and why I've always loved it is because it's always a new adventure. You know, we're always exploring something new. You know, I always say that, you know, in our business, the agency business is never finished. We are constantly evolving. You know, as soon as we think we figured something out, something new comes along and we're reinventing again. And I think that's true of our entire discipline and our entire world. We're never finished. There is no end line. There is no completion. It is always evolving. And that's, again, it can be daunting at times. There are some times when you're like, I would just love to press pause and take a breath. But I think is ultimately what the excitement about our industry is that we're just perpetually in motion. And that to me, is at least, is kind of thrilling.
All right, I'm going to ask you two radio questions, which... Yeah. Same radio questions as last year. It'll be interesting to compare tapes.
Hit me.
Radio matters because?
Radio matters because it is, I hope I'm not repeating myself exactly from last year, but it's uniquely mine. You know, again, I have total control. I curate my own experience. I am actively choosing it. It is my own domain. It's my own captive little universe. And nobody can tell me otherwise, especially because I have three children. That doesn't happen very often.
No.
So when I have those moments to make something that is just uniquely for me, radio is the thing I can turn to help me make it happen.
All right, last question. Radio works because?
I think radio works because it can genuinely transport you to other places. I think it can take you back to, again, not to be repetitive, but moments that matter, times in your life that were important, moments that were hard. I mean, but it can, audio to me and radio conjures up and brings me back into emotional spaces and times of culture, times of meaning that are just, you know, that you want to reconnect with. And I think it does it in a way that other media can't. It just immediately transports you, brings you back to those places and times. And it's magical in that way. It really is.
David, I appreciate your insight.
Great to see you again, sir.
We love your support, for sure.
Always.
And I look forward to your answers in the 2025 version
of these
podcasts.
Yeah, I got to come up with some new stuff, right? I'm getting
you want to be consistent.
All right.
But it'll be interesting to see what technology looks like a year from now.
Yeah, no doubt. All right.
For sure.
Great to see you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I quote David because it's worth repeating. Audio is the only thing left today that I can program for myself and for my life. I choose to consume it, and my experience with audio is uniquely mine. This is a really unique and powerful message to hear from an agency leader that directs and crafts brand strategies for clients. All brands aim to add value to their consumers' lives, and I can't think of a better place for them to engage in conversations with these consumers than radio.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.